Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun. Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And you're watching Studio Classroom. Friends, travel with us in our lesson today. Let's travel on now to our question.
All right, Garrett, let's take a look at it together. Is there any place you have been where you have felt connected to nature?
Oh, there are so many. The first one that comes to mind, though, is the jungles of Costa Rica.
Oh, the jungles of Costa Rica. What about them made you feel so connected to nature?
Well, everywhere you went, there were plants and bugs and other animals crawling around. It felt like I couldn't get away from them.
Ah, was there a lot of man-made things that you could see while you were there?
Not a lot.
That would definitely help you feel connected to nature. Well, the place we're going to talk about today can also help you feel connected to nature. We're talking about a paradise in the Indian Ocean.
Now, let's go on to our first reading.
Paradise in the Indian Ocean. The Seychelles offer a natural experience like no other. What could be better than waking up to blue-green waves gently rolling onto smooth white sand? Not to mention hearing palm trees swaying in a warm ocean breeze and seeing giant tortoises wandering by. That's life in the Seychelles, a delightful island nation in the Indian Ocean, about 1,600 kilometers off the coast of Africa. This group of 115 tropical islands is known for its beauty, unique wildlife, and luxurious calm.
Hello there, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack.我们首先来看形容词 luxurious， 意思是奢华的、豪华的。譬如 ，guests enjoyed a luxurious spa treatment and included warm oils and calming music。宾客们享受了一场奢华的水疗，包含温热的精油与舒缓的音乐。它的名词是 luxury， 是指奢侈或是奢侈品。譬如。For many people, traveling during the holiday season is considered a luxury rather than a routine activity. 对许多人而言，在节日期间旅行被视为一种奢侈，而不是例行活动。跟 luxurious 意思相似的形容词是 lavish， 意思是奢华的、铺张的。譬如 ，The celebration featured lavish decorations with sparkling lights.Fresh flowers and beautifully arranged tables. 这场庆典的特色是奢华的装饰、闪耀的灯光、鲜花和精心布置的餐桌。
If you're looking for an island paradise, today's location is perfect, but is not one that many people think of.We're going to the Seychelles.
This is a group of islands, and we read here, the Seychelles offer a natural experience like no other.
Like no other. This means it's completely unique. It's not like anything else.
Here's a way you could use like no other in a sentence. The experience was like no other.
Let's read on. What could be better than waking up?To blue-green waves, gently rolling onto smooth white sand.
This already sounds like my kind of vacation. I like a beach vacation, friends. We read on here, not to mention hearing palm trees swaying in a warm ocean breeze. This word swaying means moving gently from side to side.
For example, trees often sway in the wind. people often sway when they're dancing.
That's right. So swaying palm trees is one thing that you could hear or see, and you could also see giant tortoises wandering by.
Ooh, very interesting. A tortoise is a very slow-moving reptile with a shell on its back. They're not turtles, though. Those are a little different.
Yeah, tortoises usually live on land, and tortoises usually live for many years.
Right, so you can see these tortoises in the Seychelles, and that's life in the Seychelles, a delightful island nation in the Indian Ocean, and it's about 1,600 kilometers off the coast of Africa.
It's off the coast of Africa in the Indian Ocean. This group of 115 tropical islands is known for its beauty, unique wildlife, and luxurious calm. 115 islands, that's a lot of islands.
Yeah, I imagine some of them are quite small and might not even have people on them.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right, we do have one more word in there to talk about. It's that word unique. Something that is unique, is one of a kind. It's not like anything else.
Something we often use to talk about something that is unique, this is snowflakes. Snowflakes are unique. One is not the same as another.
All right, I am intrigued already. The Seychelles sound wonderful. But we don't know too much about what you can do there.
Yeah, I'm anxious to find out as well because, friends, I love a beach vacation. Maybe this is a good choice for me. Let's find out as we go on to our next reading right now.
Paradise in the Indian Ocean. The Seychelles are world famous for their clear waters, coral reefs, and lovely beaches like Anse d'Argent on La Digue. It is often called one of the most photographed beaches in the world. The large curved rocks that dot the beach almost look like giant pieces of art. Visitors can swim or dive among colorful fish and sea turtles in marine parks such as Saint Anne or Curios.
The research team studied marine animals to understand how pollution affects life deep beneath the ocean surface. 研究团队研究海洋生物，以了解污染对深海生物所造成的影响。如果在 marine 的字首前加上 sub， 就变成名词 submarine。意思是潜水艇。譬如 The submarine slowly descended into the ocean, allowing scientists to observe sea life rarely seen by humans. 潜水艇缓缓地潜入海中，让科学家们得以观察人类少见的海洋生物。与 marine 相关的另一个形容词是 maritime， 意思呢是海事的，与航海有关的。譬如The region has a long maritime history that includes sailing traditions, ship building, and coastal exploration. 这个地区有悠久的航海历史，包括航海传统、造船业与沿岸探索。
All right, friends, we're talking about the Seychelles, which sound like a wonderful tropical island vacation spot.Let's talk more about them.
What can you do there? We find out here in this next sentence, friends. We read, The Seychelles are world famous for their clear waters, coral reefs, and lovely beaches. Let's talk about this term, world famous. This means that something is known by people everywhere.
For example, the Eiffel Tower in Paris, France, is definitely world famous.
Everybody knows about it. You could also say that a person is world famous as well, friends, if they are very well known by people all around the world.
Yes. And so let's talk about one of the things you can see. It's coral reefs. Coral reefs are underwater structures made by tiny animals, even though they look like they're plants.
Yeah, exactly. Coral reefs are colorful homes for fish.
All right, let's talk about one of these lovely beaches. It's called Anse Source d'Argent, and it's on La Digue.
Garrett, what language are we speaking here? Because that is not English.
Not English. We're speaking French, which is what many people in the Seychelles speak.
Ah, that makes sense. Well, let's find out what you can do on this beach. It is often called one of the most photographed beaches in the world. Now, if something is photographed, it means that pictures have been taken of it with a camera.
Right. Here's another sentence with that word. The sunset was photographed beautifully by the photographer.
When I hear that a beach is one of the most photographed beaches in the world, it tells me that this beach must be very, very beautiful or unique in some way.
Absolutely. There are lots of pictures of it. And we see the large curved rocks that dot the beach almost look like giant pieces of art.
Oh, curved rocks. This isn't an adjective I often see with the word rock, friends. Curved means to be bent in a smooth arc.
Right, it's kind of round almost. We can also say, the road is curved ahead, hold on tight.
So these curved rocks look like beautiful pieces of art. We read on, visitors can swim or dive among colorful fish and sea turtles in marine parks such as St. Anne or Curios.
All right, so there is sure a lot to see here.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like it. I certainly love to go snorkeling to see colorful fish. This might be a good place to do it.
Yeah, I would enjoy that a lot, especially seeing those sea turtles or even just the tortoises on land.
Yeah, so it sounds like it's not just a beach that you can swim at, it's a beach that you can enjoy photographing and seeing some wildlife at as well.
All right, we have more to say about the Seychelles, but first, friends, let's go take a deep dive.
Deep dive!
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Some fun, not to mention a little bit of learning. Okay, picture me at a buffet. I've piled my plate with pizza, fries, and cake, not to mention many cups of coffee to keep me going. I'm ready to go. Not to mention means and also, or besides, used to tack on something important or obvious that you almost forgot to say. It emphasizes the extra bit, making your point stronger. Let's try to use it. The hike was tough with steep hills, not to mention the sudden rain that soaked us. Also, Carlos loves video games for the graphics, not to mention the epic stories. Two similar phrases, let alone, adds something even more extreme. For example, I can't boil water without burning it, let alone cook a fancy dinner. To say nothing of is fancier for the same idea. For example, the car needs new tires, to say nothing of the broken radio. I still chuckle about that buffet, not to mention how I waddled home. These phrases keep conversations flowing with fun surprises. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
Paradise in the Indian Ocean. On Mahé, travelers can explore the capital city, Victoria, with its lively market and delicious Creole food. And no visit to Morne Seychellois National Park would be complete without a mountain hike. Praslin Island offers another must-see, Vallée de Mai, a UNESCO World Heritage Site where the rare Coco de Mer palm grows, producing the world's largest seed.
Must see 是指必看之物、必看景点，例如 the museum's new exhibit became a must-see, attracting visitors from all over the country. 这家博物馆的新展览成为必看景点，吸引了全国各地的游客。再来学几个 must 加上连字号再加上动词所构成的名词，譬如 must have 意思是必备品，不可或缺的东西。来看例句， Comfortable shoes are a must have when planning a trip that involves walking long distances. 在规划需要长途步行的旅行时，舒适的鞋子是必备品。另一个名词是 must do， 指必做之事、必体验的活动。例如 ，The scenic coastal hike is a must do because of its breathtaking views。这条风景优美的海岸健行路线一定要去，因为景色令人惊叹，成为必做的体验。And that's all for today's language lab。我们下次见。
So remember, the Seychelles is a group of lots and lots of islands. Right now, though, let's travel to one that has a lot of people, the capital.
Now, we're talking about the island of Mahé here, friends. Travels can explore the capital city there. The capital city we see is called Victoria, with its lively market and delicious Creole food.
All right, it is a lively market.We use that word to describe a scene, or maybe even a person, that's really full of energy and activity.
You could describe a party as being very lively. People are very excited there. Maybe there's some great activities going on and the conversation is good.
Yes. And while you are there, you can enjoy some Creole food. Now, you might be confused.We often associate that word with Louisiana in the United States. But this word Creole actually just means a language that's mixed from multiple different languages, or a culture that comes from a place like that.
I see. So usually when we're talking about Creole food in the United States, we're talking about a type of food that is spicy and delicious.
Right. So you can enjoy Creole food from the Seychelles here, and no visit to Morne Seychellois National Park would be complete without a mountain hike.
This place has mountains and beaches. It sounds perfect.
It sounds great. There's so much nature to see here. And Praslin Island offers another must-see. This is called the Vallée de Maille, a UNESCO World Heritage Site.
All right, UNESCO World Heritage Sites, friends, are great places to see because these are locations that the international community have said are very important or very special for certain reasons. Let's find out why.
Okay, let's find out. The Vallée de Maille, where the rare Coco de Mer palm grows,producing the world's largest seed.
Ah, so there is a special type of plant that grows at this particular World Heritage Site. We see that word rare, friends. This means that something is not common or unusual.
All right, for example, diamonds are rare and expensive.Rare things often are expensive or hard to find.
And when rare things occur in nature, it usually means a lot of people would like to see them, or it might also mean that they need to be protected. We see another word here in this sentence. It's that word producing.
Okay, so this rare palm, probably a palm tree, produces something. When something produces something, it makes or creates that thing.
For example, factories produce different types of products. Maybe a certain factory would produce cars.
Okay, so this is a very interesting palm tree. It produces the world's largest seed. I don't know that I would travel very far to see a seed.
Yeah, I might not either, unless there were other things to do at this particular UNESCO heritage site. But a seed might be pretty impressive. I wonder what is defined as a seed. Is a coconut a seed or a fruit?
A coconut is a fruit, actually.
Okay, so I was picturing big coconut seeds.
It might look similar.
It might look similar. We'll have to look up a picture together later, friends.
All right. So, friends, what do you think?Would you want to visit any of these places in the Seychelles that we've talked about so far? I know I would.
I definitely would too. I'm already thinking of those beautiful beaches and also the lively markets because I love trying new food when I go to a new place.
Absolutely. Well, friends, we do have more to say about the Seychelles, but for this section, we're going to take a quick break and go to our usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看 no 加名词加 would 加 be 加形容词加 without 什么什么的句型，意思是若没有什么就不会如何如何，在强调某件事情的重要性或是某人对结果的影响。 no 加名词表示没有任何一个什么什么，而 would be 加形容词则是假设语气，用来说明在没有某件事情的情况下，结果就不会如此，是用来表达强烈必要性的一种假设语气结构。后面的形容词可以依据语义来做选择，像是 possible, complete, meaningful, successful, perfect 等等。我们来看例句。No success would be possible without hard work. 若没有辛勤的工作，就不可能有成功。
All right, friends, we have reached the end of the first part of our article all about this beautiful group of islands. But before we go today, let's take a minute to review some of the things that we learned.
All right, today we talked about the Seychelles. Where is this? Well, it is an independent country.You can find it in the Indian Ocean to the east of Africa.
We also found out that this group of islands is huge. There are 115 islands.
Right, 115 tropical islands. And it's very well known for its natural beauty. That's why there are a lot of natural things to see.
We found out that one of the beaches here is one of the most photographed beaches in the world.
Right, that was Anse Source d'Argent on La Digue. So if you're a fan of island vacations or just a beautiful beach, this might be a place for you.
Yeah, especially with those curved rocks on the beach. I can imagine those are part of what makes this beach such a photographed beach.
And Anne-Marie, you had mentioned this might be a great place to go scuba diving or snorkeling, you said.
Yeah, because we learned about the tortoises and the sea turtles and the tropical fish.
Yes, I'm sure you could see lots of those while you're there.You could also go to a UNESCO World Heritage Site to see the world's largest seed.
We're not quite sure what that seed looks like, but it does sound pretty interesting.
Yeah, you can't find it anywhere else. That's why we kept using words today, like unique.
That's right. We also learned another interesting word, and that was the word Creole. Now, when we hear the word Creole in the United States, we automatically think of a certain type of culture and food, but we learned here today that this means that this culture is very mixed.
Yeah, it's very mixed. Being in the Indian Ocean, there are influences from over in India, but also from Africa, and I'm sure that makes the food great.
I'm sure it does.Well, friends, what about you? Do the Seychelles sound like something that you would like to visit? Is this a vacation you would like to take? That's a great thing for you to talk about in English. Make sure that you don't miss tomorrow's lesson where we talk more about this. That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on
Studio Classroom.
Bye. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.